I want to start the show with this tweet from Phil. Do you remember maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, my 3-year-old nephew posed a question about the anatomy of an apple?
Yeah.
Whether it's the apple's
belly button
or butt.
Okay.
Kind of the underside of the core. Mm-hmm. So Phil tweets, "Hey Ben, I guess you were wrong about the apples, more of the front than the back." And then he attaches a photo, and he has a hashtag EKU women in gender studies, hashtag EKU vagina monologue.
I can't.
So is he suggesting with this tweet and this photo that it is not in fact the apples?
Stop.
Well, but.
Stop it. Stop.
But all these apples are female?
Okay.
And it's something else?
Well, females have butts.
I know. Okay. But the female reproductive part?
I don't think I'm ever going to eat an apple.
The female
again.
Hoo-ha?
Is
that what Phil's suggesting? I swear to you, the learning never stops. The learning never stops. Just when I thought that we figured this all out.
I don't think we need to go there. Phil, no. Lose this number. I can't.
Phil comes and hits us with some science.
I don't think so.
That I've not verified.
I will not eat an apple again.
Well, the females have to reproduce with the males, so there has to be a male apple out there somewhere.
I don't know how that all works. I got to be honest.
I don't need to know.
I don't know how that all works, but
I just wanted to enjoy an apple, and now it's ruined.
But yeah, a question that was posed by my 3-year-old nephew about the apple's core, whether it be in the belly button or the butt. Now Phil is trying to rip that theory apart with
it
actually being an apple's.
Can we not give organs?
Apples hoo-ha.
No, let's not
apples
give.
Apples hoo-ha. Yeah. Oh,
I suggest. I want to suggest.
I mean, you can suggest.
We don't give fruit organs. Can we?
Can we
just go back to eating fruit and enjoying the taste? Can we?
I mean, I think you still can. I think you should.
No, I can't. Not when you say
listen, cows have organs. We still enjoy a steak, right?
I think it was ruined once Kelly saw that plum. Was it a plum that looked very much like the male organ?
It was the eggplant. It was literally an eggplant.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't eat eggplants before, so I was fine with that. But I do enjoy the apple.
All right. So, hey, go ahead and retweet that just for the science of the whole thing.
All right.
Thanks, Phil. Tossing that little nugget our way.
It's really too early for me to process any of that, especially with a massive migraine. So let's not.
No, I understand.
Can we, from now on, like, stop talking about apple vaginas until later?
We don't dip our toe into the show ever. We just go full frontal right into today's show.
Why did you say full frontal?
All right.
I hate that most about us.
All right. Wonderful. Tammy, this is for Kelly.
Does she not eat bell peppers? Because they have a male and female.
Wait, are you saying bell peppers?
Yes. I get it confused which one it is, but there's the bell peppers. Like, they have, like, on the bottom side, there's, like, 3 legs, and on the other one, kind of looks like 4 legs.
Yeah.
One is the male, and one is the female.
You're kidding me.
No, you can look it up. And one is sweeter.
What, are you a farmer? How do you know this?
Because I'm one of those people that just take in all this useless information.
Wow. Like, you are destined to be a part of this show. This is brilliant. Tammy, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I'm not prepared to be learning so much this early in the morning.
And now I don't eat peppers anymore.
Russ texts in, turn the radio on. Again, mind blown with this show. Love it. Hashtag mind blown.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, like, who knew?
I don't need to associate organs with my food. I don't. I wanted to go back to skipping through life without knowing that.
It does take eating a banana in a whole different direction.
Oh, God!
So there you go. Wow, the learning never ceases.
I've got a very long list growing already of foods I'm never eating again.
Okay.
Very long list.
All right.
Already.